flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You know what? Women's History Month has passed, but women are still making strides in every area in our country. We have our first woman vice president. And all across this Twin Cities region, women are doing amazing things. They are breaking glass ceilings, and they are becoming the first in many areas. And so when I was talking to some of my friends over at Metro Transit, they were telling me about this amazing female mechanic. And I was like, I need to talk to her. Because when I think mechanic, I think my father-in-law, Willie Brundage, who retired from General Motors at the Lordstown plant in Warren, Ohio, 38 years on the job as a mechanic. He never in his life worked with a female mechanic. And now Devonna Love is a part of the Mechanic Apprentice Program. And Metro Transit, along with other agencies here in the Twin Cities, are trying to recruit more women to join the ranks. And I am so glad that Devonna has decided to spend some of her Sunday night with us. And she is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Devonna, thank you so much for being here.
Hello.
Now, you got to tell me, how did you decide you wanted to be a female mechanic? Where did that love for fixing stuff come from?
I've been working with the mechanics. I was a mechanics helper for about the last 17 years. And this opportunity opened up and I thought, why not?
Yes. And you've done this for 17 years, helping behind the scenes, getting things ready. And now you've stepped out on faith to do it yourself. Tell me about that step, just moving out of that comfort zone, because you were comfortable doing what you were doing. You were the best at it. 17 years, they loved you. They would have been happy for you to stay right there where you were. But you decided, you know what? I'm going to move up. I'm going to take this leap of faith. I'm going to step into this role, and I know I can do it. That had to be a little scary, because that's outside your comfort zone.
Well, it's a great opportunity. And for me, and I'll say for anybody, it's a great opportunity. But for me, I kind of really had nothing to lose. I kind of, you know, can go forward, or I would just go back to where I came from. But it was just a great opportunity, you know, to move around, try something different, you know. just try something different. And if it didn't work out, I just would have went back to my other job.
So. Now, talk to me about the mechanic apprentice program at Metro Transit, because, you know, you signed up, you became a part of this. What's that experience been like for you?
It's been great. It's been really great. I can say an old dog can learn new tricks. I've learned a lot from the guys. They've been very helpful. It's part class and part hands-on. So I really enjoy the hands-on part. And the class ain't bad neither, but I really enjoy getting in there, getting a little dirty, you know, working with the guys, finally understanding what they've been talking about all these years, you know, getting a little bit of understanding. It's a very good program, and I want to say anybody could do it. That's how well they have it mapped out. You know what I mean? You know, you don't have to. We've had other mentorships before, but this one is 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
A lot of other people had to work and go to school. It's 8 hours. Either you're in class for 8 hours or you're on the floor for 8 hours.
And, you know, so, it's so funny to me because women fix stuff. That's just what we do. When there's a problem, something breaks,
yes,
we fix it.
Yes.
But somehow being a mechanic is not something that's kind of like been in our wheelhouse. That's typically a quote-unquote man's job. But these are some amazing opportunities for women. I like the fact that there's a $4,000 hiring bonus, $2,000 after 30 days of employment, $2,000 after your probation is completed, and the pay starts at $37.80 an hour, goes up to $49 an hour, depending on the position, of course, and the benefits. This is a full time. You get premium pay for overnights and your uniforms. And then there's a tool allowance. And I know from my father-in-law being a mechanic, you know, having and buying your own tools can be costly.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're paying for this tool allowance is a real game changer, right?
Yes, it is. It is. It helps a lot. It does help a lot. And your first year, they give you a $1,500. And then every year after, it's like $650. So it helps tremendously. It's helped me a lot with my tools. So, yeah, it is helpful.
And now, being a vehicle technician, you'd work on buses, light rails, commuter rail vehicles, or maintenance, you know, and, you know, being a technician on the tracks and rail systems. So you've been training on all that stuff. You know, just thinking about it, does it feel overwhelming or is it a challenge for you?
It's a welcome challenge. I enjoy it. I'm surprised because I never thought of myself as a mechanic, you know, and when the opportunity came, I'm like, well, you don't know. You won't know if you don't try. And so I feel like I'm learning a lot, and I feel like it's even helping me around the house. So,
right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So
Those skills are translating.
Yes, they are.
Now, for any women who are out there who are listening to the show, and I have so many women who listen and tune in and connect with me on social media, Charlotte and Linnea and Brenda, what would you tell the women out there who are looking for a career change, who are looking for an opportunity to do something new or different, who may have just been laid off from their jobs, who may have just had difficulty finding work since COVID, about this program with Metro Transit and being a vehicle technician?
I would just tell them, don't be scared. Everybody is very helpful. Whatever you need help with, there's somebody there to help you. It's an excellent job. And, you know, just don't be scared. Just come on in and give it a try. And I'm sure you will like it.
Now, you got to tell me, because I'm nosy, what are some of the things that you've already been working on since you started in the apprentice program?
Mainly bus, but the area I'm in right now, I work on like the police cars, the supervisor's cars. We work on the rail trucks, you know, they're big trucks.
Mm-hmm.
We work on they work in the department I'm in, they work on Bobcats, they work on Cushman's, which is like a little motorized vehicle that you go around the shop. They work on everything in the area I'm in now. Mm-hmm. But I'm mostly going to be in the bus area.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is so exciting. Okay. So
yeah.
How long is the apprenticeship program? When will you be like from under their thumb, like doing your own thing with your own tools, just clocking in and doing you?
It's a 3-year program, mm-hmm. but after 2 years, and I'm coming up to my second year, or the ending of my second year will be at the end of this year. So starting next year, January, I'll be on my own. I'll still be in the program because you have to get 2,000 hours a year, but I will be on my own. So I don't have to go to class no more. I'll just be in the garage. I'll be one of the girls, you know, around there, you know, but I'll be on my own. So you're still in there, but you're kind of on your own after the 2 years.
Well, I am so excited. I know that you're going to be great and do great and just be an example for other women. As we fix the world, we can fix these buses. Now, how many other
yes.
ladies are in the program or working as mechanics?
There's, including me, there's 3 of us in the program. And then we do have some women mechanics. I would say, I'll just give you a percentage. I'll just say maybe 5, 8% or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of us, so, but there are a handful. And so, yeah, I mean, I encourage any woman to come and give it a try because it's not what you think. You know, you think of, oh, it's hard, it's heavy, but it's not. And everybody helps. Even I'm encouraged because I see men asking men for help. So
right.
That lets me know. Yeah, it lets me know. Y'all better not say nothing to me if I ask for help. So, yeah, it's good. It is. It's a good program.
Well,
it's a good program.
I know that when women hear this segment and they start sharing this information, that percentage is going to go up. That's the goal.
Yes.
So go to metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring and you can get all the details that Ms. Devonna and I have been talking about. And okay, so when you get through with your 3-year program, you're going to have to come back, girl, so we can talk about
yes.
like what you've been doing and what you've been working on and what you've been fixing. Okay.
I would love to.
All right. Thank you so much for joining the show tonight. And you all stick around. I am going to talk parenting. I got to figure out how to adjust to having an 18-year-old adult in my house. Do I still give curfews? Will there be a time that you have to put up your phone? Can he just come and go as he pleases? Anytime of the day and night. So since I have my 2 best girlfriends here, they're going to help me figure this thing out later in the show.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:21. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and typically I'm on Saturdays from 12 to 3, but I'm here with you tonight until 9 o'clock, hanging out with my friend Jonathan Lowe, who is producing the show. Susie Jones is in the newsroom, bringing us the latest on news and information, and some information I want to pass on to you is some information I passed on to my friend Tina. She's going to be traveling from Dallas to Minneapolis. And she said, Shaletta, what's going on for Juneteenth? I want to come to town. I want to celebrate Juneteenth in the Twin Cities. So then that made me have to look up what's going on for Juneteenth. And I found out that the University of Minnesota is having a huge Juneteenth celebration. It is going to include a kid zone, art making workshops, black vendors, free food, live performances, a commemorative march. It is all happening on Saturday, June 15th from 11 to 5 at UROC on Plymouth Avenue in Minneapolis. And so I said, let me get Madison Sklar on the phone. She is the assistant event director for the University of Minnesota Juneteenth celebration. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Madison, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here via phone.
Now, I am excited. This is the third year that the University of Minnesota is putting on this Juneteenth celebration block
yes.
party and commemorative
yes.
march in North Minneapolis on Saturday, again, June 15th from 11 to 5. Tell us more about it.
Yes, so just like you had shared, we're going to have so many different activities, and the whole event is free, right? The only thing that won't be free will be merchandise from the black vendors. We actually pay our vendors to come out to, you know, we're talking about reparations, paying our community members to come be a part of the celebration that is meant for us by us. So we'll start off with a commemorative march. We'll have speakers, and then we'll march down Plymouth Avenue and cheer and chant and shout, and then we'll pick up some roses, continue, and we'll lay. We're having Sharp Times Co. make a sign for us with many names of those who have been who have lost their lives to police violence, and we will lay those roses that we're getting from a black-owned vendor at the memorial site that we have created at our venue, and then we will come back singing the black national anthem and being together, and we'll have all different black performers, and people will be able to get their swag bags with a bunch of different items from university community members. There'll be raffle items inside their swag bag. Not only will also be a food ticket, you can get your free lunch from one of the three black-owned food trucks that we'll have there. It is really just about having a good time and enjoying our community in our community, and just really understanding what it means to be the noise. That is our theme this year. You know, we are the noise, the echoes of our ancestors, and we're focusing on amplification, reverberation, and disruption, all those different things, right?
Mm-hmm. And the one thing I like is that you all are also going to have some workshops, because it's going to be food, it's going to be fun, it's going to be entertainment, but there's also going to be education. Talk to me about those workshops.
Yes. So our workshops are hosted by university members and community members. We put out a call. And so we'll have workshops. There will be one on waist bead making. And what does it mean to wear waist bead? How is that rooted in our black history? One on the history of jazz, one on the roots of healing in writing, and what does it mean to be able to express your emotions through writing? And because, you know, in our black community, sometimes we don't always get the space to talk about how we're feeling. So what does that mean to do it in writing? Then there is one being hosted by the African American Heritage Museum on storytelling and why that's important. And that's a workshop that's hosted by a lot of the youth who are involved in the program, and they're going to come out with a capstone project at the end and present it. So really getting everyone from all different walks of life, age groups, backgrounds into spaces to present to people. And so there'll be, you know, 50-minute lengths and two different sessions. You can check them out, show up to the ones you love to, connect with the people, networking. It's really a great opportunity for people to just take a moment and root themselves in the purpose. Because, you know, celebrations and everything is wonderful, but it's always nice to remember that we must root ourselves in the learning so we can continue to move this, to make this movement go forward.
Mm-hmm. And now tell me this. You've got free lunch tickets. The workshop's free.
Mm-hmm.
You've got parking there available. This is Kids
yep.
Zone. Do you have to sign up? Is it a first come, first serve? Can people just show up? Do you want folks to go online? And
oh,
and
we would love.
Give me the details.
Yes, we would love for folks to just show up. The first 1,000 people there will get the free swag bag. with the meal tickets. So definitely, if you want a swag bag and you want a meal ticket, show up at starts at the start for sure. And we're hoping, you know, stretch out your time there so you can potentially win one of the raffle items. We're being gifted a signed football from the Minnesota Vikings. And we're giving gift cards to different restaurants. So definitely stick around all day for those raffle items and make sure you can get a ticket, because your food ticket not only gets you the free lunch, but the half that gets thrown off will be your raffle ticket. So you definitely want to show up early and stay long.
Okay, now you got to tell me, where can people go to get more information? Because we have given them a lot, and I want to make sure they have some place that they can go to share this information with their families, friends, folks like me who have good friends coming to town and want to celebrate Juneteenth.
Yes, the best place to go would be our event website, which is juneteenth.umn.edu. Again, juneteenth.umn.edu. There is a space to sign up. We are still taking volunteers. If there are people who are listening right now that you want to come join us, volunteer, spend the day with us, I'm also coordinating volunteers. So there, that sign-up form is still out there. But we'll have a virtual zine that covers all of the things. It'll list out all the vendors, all the food vendors, all the workshops. And then we also have a slide deck. We're really big on accessibility and making sure we meet people to their needs and understand the information that they need to take in for this event. So there's a PowerPoint that they can go through to learn the march route, the maps, the organizers, get to know everybody, the times, the different things, the whole run of show. All of that information can be found at juneteenth.umn.edu.
All right, girlfriend. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for putting on this amazing event. I know it's going to be awesome.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. We hope to see y'all there.
All right, we will be there. First one in line. I want my swag bag, and I want y'all to come back after the break. It is 8:34. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear tonight, I'm typically on Saturdays from noon to 3. Here with my friend Jonathan Lowe, who's producing the show, and Susie Jones is in the newsroom. Now, listen. I have been a broadcaster for 24 years. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do. Why? Because there's nothing better than hearing a secret except telling it. And I love to tell secrets on the show. And so when Tyrone Miner reached out to me months and months ago and said, listen, I got something coming up. We can't talk about it right now. But when the time is right, I want to tell you all about the Molly Center. This place is amazing. It is opening up real soon in St. Paul. And guess what? Tyrone promised me he would let me snitch and be the first person to talk to y'all about it in the media. And he is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about the Molly Center. Tyrone, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm appreciative. And yes, thank you. I appreciate you.
Now, you own Fit Lab. It's a small business, but it's a part of this big community. The Molly Center, the mission is to return the economic prosperity to North End and Rondo and Frogtown and all those neighborhoods. It's a model to build generational health and wealth with Black, Indigenous, people of color, and women-owned businesses. This is going to be a great economic foundation for so many folks. It's a health and wellness business hub. It's embracing community and giving small businesses like Fit Lab, Abdur Architecture, Purpose Health and Wellness, and Dr. Jermaine M. Davis are all going to be housed there along with some nonprofits. Tell us all about the Molly Center, because y'all are opening up on the 15th.
Yes, we are. And we are excited to bring a unique concept to the Rondo, North End, Frogtown community. And essentially, we are a collection of entrepreneurs and nonprofits who all share a common bond and desire to give back to our community, but in particular, the communities of color in and near North End and Rondo.
And so tell me, because the one thing that I love about this is how you all as small business owners are coming together to work collaboratively. And I tell people all the time, I love Minnesota small businesses because we don't feel like we're in competition. We're comrades. And, you know, you all are really living and walking and breathing that, that lifestyle.
Absolutely. You know, oftentimes, as you know, when you are doing the work of trying to uplift a community or individuals, you tend to work in silos. And so, you know, during the pandemic, you know, that was a transformational period for all of us. And it, if anything, it taught me that their connectedness is so important, being connected to community, being connected to like-minded individuals. And so, yeah, for me, it was a concept that I thought of, you know, growing up in Rondo. I saw so many great individuals and elders pour into us, and I saw organizations doing great work, but I didn't necessarily see them work collaboratively. Even if they weren't in competition, there wasn't necessarily collaboration. And so I thought, you know what, we are stronger together. We are going to be greater than the sum of our parts. And I thought, if we're all doing great work, what can we do together as a unit, as a unified group?
And this is going to be amazing. The Molly Center. You got to give me the address. That's number one. Number two, you got to tell me about this event that's happening on the 15th because y'all going to open up. Are you doing something special?
Absolutely. So, it's that, first of all, the address is 576 Front Avenue. That's right in the heart of St. Paul. It's sort of kind of right in the border intersection of North End, Como, Frogtown, Rondo, and yeah, we're going to kick off our grand opening with a social gathering, a community gathering, and we will have a DJ, African American DJ from Rondo. We're going to have an African American food vendor. So there'll be music, there'll be fun, socialization. We'll obviously have our ribbon cutting ceremony. But it's just going to be a celebration of connectedness and community. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to bringing this to the North End community.
Okay, now for anybody who is not able to get out to the grand opening or celebration, is there a website where they can go and get more information about the Molly Center, the small businesses that are there, the nonprofits that are there, the partners that you have that are housed in that facility? Because I know for me, I want to support you. You're not going to succeed unless I come there, unless I go to Fit Lab, unless I, you know, work with the Fairway Foundation, unless, you know, I go and support Change Starts With Me or TB Williams Consulting or the Cultural Wellness Center. It, you know, you can open all the stuff you want, but if the people don't come, it's not going to work. It's not going to be able to sustain itself. So I want to make sure we give folks as much information as possible so that if they can't get out on the 15th, they have a website they can go to get more information.
Absolutely. So the website is themollycenter.com, and it's Molly, M-A-L-I, just like the country in Africa. And yes, there's going to be opportunities beyond just the grand opening for people to be able to come. We plan on being an important piece in the community, and we look forward to doing many, many events that involve community. And there's just so many incredible individual entrepreneurs that, I'm just excited about the opportunity to shed light on the great work that so many people are doing behind the scenes or without the recognition. I think that us coming together is only going to amplify all of our brands and the work that we do.
Well, I am so excited about this. I can't wait to be there. Can't wait to see you and hug you and then support you long term. We've been talking to Tyrone Minor, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And do not go anywhere. It's about to get deep. Yesterday was National Best Friends Day, and I'm celebrating tonight with my two best friends. We're going to talk about how to parent your adult child when we come back. Yesterday was National Best Friends Day, and I was so excited to celebrate it with my two best friends. Fanshawn Good and LaTanya Land are here in Minnesota to help me celebrate my son Andrew graduating from Park High School. They were there for the baby shower. They were there for the wedding celebration. They were there for the christening. Every event, every major event in this child's life. So they did not want to miss out on the high school graduation. And I just have to thank you, ladies. I'm so honored that you took vacation time, spent money, bought plane tickets, got hotels and rental cars to come up here and celebrate my baby.
And we are so excited to be here because we can't miss all the great occasions, right? We've been to all the other ones, so we had to show up for this one, right?
Yes, yes. Okay, and you know, I trust you ladies. You all have adult children, 5 between you, college kids. Fanshawn, your kids have graduated from college and are now in the workforce. LaTanya, your kid, one still in college, one recent graduate. I trust y'all with my life. I trust you with my kids, and I trust your judgment. How do I parent this newly minted adult child? He'll be 18 years old on July 31st. He is now a high school graduate. How do these rules change? Does he get to like come and go when he wants to? Is the curfew extended? Do I keep it the same? Can I still have him turn his phone in at a certain time so he can get rest? Because before it was like, get rest so you can get your, you know, 8 to 10 hours of sleep so you can get up and go to school. Well, he's not going to school until August 28th at St. Cloud State. So I just don't know what our new norm is. And so this is, for me, it's kind of scary because I'm like, do I just let go and let God? What do I do?
Well, first of all, you're going to remind him that it is still his parents' house. And because it's still your house, your rules. So yes, he may be a high school graduate, but you are still instilling in him rules because yes, he's going to be leaving, going off to college. So yes, he's going to have a lot of freedom, but until then there will be rules and the rules will still apply. So to answer your question, yes, you are still going to have a curfew for him. Yes, you are still going to have rules for the house because you are still guiding him. You are still instructing him. You are still pouring in wisdom for him. So when he is away, he will be able to pull all that knowledge and wisdom that's been instilled in him over the years. So, Fanshawn, what do you have to add to that?
I would add, you know, you need to make sure you are consistent with what you say to him.
Okay. Yes.
Like maintaining those boundaries.
Yes.
And so if you, you know, tell him your curfew's at 10 o'clock and whatever consequence you have, I mean.
It is 8:34. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear tonight, I'm typically on Saturdays from noon to 3. Here with my friend Jonathan Lowe, who's producing the show, and Susie Jones is in the newsroom. Now, listen, I have been a broadcaster for 24 years. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do. Why? Because there's nothing better than hearing a secret except telling it. And I love to tell secrets on the show. And so when Tyrone Miner reached out to me months and months ago and said, listen, I got something coming up. We can't talk about it right now. But when the time is right, I want to tell you all about the Molly Center. This place is amazing. It is opening up real soon in St. Paul. And guess what? Tyrone promised me he would let me snitch and be the first person to talk to y'all about it in the media. And he is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about the Molly Center. Tyrone, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm appreciative. And yes, thank you. I appreciate you.
Now, you own FitLab. It's a small business, but it's a part of this big community. The Molly Center, the mission is to return the economic prosperity to North End and Rondo and Frogtown and all those neighborhoods. It's a model to build generational health and wealth with Black, Indigenous, people of color, and women-owned businesses. This is going to be a great economic foundation for so many folks. It's a health and wellness business hub. It's embracing community and giving small businesses like Fit Lab, Abdur Architecture, Purpose Health and Wellness, and Dr. Jermaine M. Davis are all going to be housed there along with some nonprofits. Tell us all about the Molly Center, because y'all are opening up on the 15th.
Yes, we are, and we are excited to bring a unique concept to the Rondo North End Frogtown community. And essentially, we are a collection of entrepreneurs and nonprofits who all share a common bond and desire to give back to our community, but in particular, the communities of color in and near North End and Rondo.
And so tell me, because the one thing that I love about this is how you all as small business owners are coming together to work collaboratively. And I tell people all the time, I love Minnesota small businesses because we don't feel like we're in competition. We're comrades. And, you know, you all are really living and walking and breathing that, you know, that lifestyle.
Absolutely. You know, oftentimes, as you know, when you are doing the work of trying to uplift a community or individuals, you tend to work in silos. And so, you know, during the pandemic, you know, that was a transformational period for all of us. And it, if anything, it taught me that their connectedness is so important, being connected to community, being connected to like-minded individuals. And so, yeah, for me, it was a concept that I thought of, you know, growing up in Rondo, I saw so many great individuals and elders pour into us, and I saw organizations doing great work, but I didn't necessarily see them work collaboratively. Even if they weren't in competition, there wasn't necessarily collaboration. And so I thought, you know what? We are stronger together. We are going to be greater than the sum of our parts. And I thought, if we're all doing great work, what can we do together as a unit, as a unified group?
And this is going to be amazing. The Molly Center. You got to give me the address. That's number one. Number two, you got to tell me about this event that's happening on the 15th, because y'all going to open up. Are you doing something special?
Absolutely. So, it's that, first of all, the address is 576 Front Avenue. That's right in the heart of St. Paul. It's sort of kind of right in the border intersection of North End, Como, Frogtown, Rondo. And, yeah, we're going to kick off our grand opening with a social gathering, a community gathering, and we will have a DJ, African American DJ from Rondo. We're going to have an African American food vendor. So there'll be music. There'll be fun socialization. We'll obviously have our ribbon cutting ceremony. But it's just going to be a celebration of connectedness and community. And yeah, we're really looking forward to bringing this to the North End community.
Okay, now for anybody who is not able to get out to the grand opening or celebration, is there a website where they can go and get more information about the Molly Center, the small businesses that are there, the nonprofits that are there, the partners that you have that are housed in that facility? Because I know for me, I want to support you. You are not going to succeed unless I come there, unless I go to Fit Lab, unless I, you know, work with the Fairway Foundation, unless, you know, I go and support Change Starts With Me or T.B. Williams Consulting or the Cultural Wellness Center. It, you know, you can open all the stuff you want, but if the people don't come, it's not going to work. It's not going to be able to sustain itself. So I want to make sure we give folks as much information as possible so that if they can't get out on the 15th, they have a website they can go to get more information.
Absolutely. So the website is themollycenter.com, and it's Molly, M-A-L-I, just like the country in Africa. And yes, there's going to be opportunities beyond just the grand opening for people to be able to come. We plan on being an important piece in the community, and we look forward to doing many, many events that involve community. And there's just so many incredible individuals, entrepreneurs, that, I'm just excited about the opportunity to shed light on the great work that so many people are doing behind the scenes or without the recognition. I think that us coming together is only going to amplify all of our brands and the work that we do.
Well, I am so excited about this. I can't wait to be there. Can't wait to see you and hug you and then support you long term. We've been talking to Tyrone Minor, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And do not go anywhere. It's about to get deep. Yesterday was National Best Friends Day, and I'm celebrating tonight with my two best friends. We're going to talk about how to parent your adult child when we come back. Yesterday was National Best Friends Day, and I was so excited to celebrate it with my two best friends. Fanshawn Good and LaTanya Land are here in Minnesota to help me celebrate my son Andrew graduating from Park High School. They were there for the baby shower. They were there for the wedding celebration. They were there for the christening. Every event, every major event in this child's life, so they did not want to miss out on the high school graduation. And I just have to thank you, ladies. I'm so honored that you took vacation time, spent money, bought plane tickets, got hotels and rental cars to come up here and celebrate my baby.
And we are so excited to be here
because we
can't miss all the great occasions, right? We've been to all the other ones, so we had to show up for this one, right?
Yes, yes. Okay, and you know, I trust you ladies. You all have adult children, five between you, college kids. Fanshawn, your kids have graduated from college and are now in the workforce. LaTanya, your kid, one still in college, one recent graduate. I trust y'all with my life. I trust you with my kids, and I trust your judgment. How do I parent this newly minted adult child? He'll be 18 years old on July 31st. He is now a high school graduate. How do these rules change? Does he get to like come and go when he wants to? Is the curfew extended? Do I keep it the same? Can I still have him turn his phone in at a certain time so he can get rest? Because before it was like get rest so you can get your, you know, 8 to 10 hours of sleep so you can get up and go to school. Well, he's not going to school until August 28th at St. Cloud State. So I just don't know what our new norm is. And so this is, for me, it's kind of scary because I'm like, do I just let go and let God? What do I do?
Well, first of all, you're going to remind him that it is still his parents' house. And because it's still your house, your rules. So yes, he may be a high school graduate, but you are still instilling in him rules because yes, he's going to be leaving, going off to college. So yes, he's going to have a lot of freedom, but until then there will be rules and the rules will still apply. So to answer your question, yes, you are still going to have a curfew for him. Yes, you are still going to have rules for the house because you are still guiding him. You are still instructing him. You are still pouring in wisdom for him. So when he is away, he will be able to pull all that knowledge and wisdom that's been instilled in him over the years. So, Fanshawn, what do you have to add to that?
I would add, you know, you need to make sure you are consistent with what you say to him.
Okay. Yes.
Like maintaining those boundaries.
Yes.
And so if you, you know, tell him your curfew's at 10 o'clock and whatever consequence you have, I mean, I don't imagine anything is going to change. But, I mean, I know we like grace. We all need it. But he's got to understand consequences.
Okay.
And you've got to let him, you know, deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be consistent, too, with what you say, because you can't keep backing down because, oh, that's my sweet baby. Oh, he's going to leave soon.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know.
All right. How difficult was it when your kids went off to college and came back home for that first extended break, whether it was a Thanksgiving break or a Christmas break or a summer break? You know, what was there a difference? Did you see a difference in your children, the ones that you sent off to college? Did they come back like different people?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, they had their new habits from living outside the house. But, you know, they also got those reminders. Some were gentle and some weren't so gentle. But, you know, they got them. So, I mean, you just have to, again, you have to maintain your boundaries and be consistent.
How hard is that to do, LaTonya?
Well, it's hard because when they go away and they've had time on their own, they're going to have those negotiation skills down. So when they come back, they're going to be ready for you. You're going to think they're in pre-law, not in business or whatever. So when they start negotiating with you, you're going to stand firm. You're going to be like the best legal team ever. You're going to say what you mean what you say. It
you
doesn't matter what is going to happen. And here's the thing, Shaletta, you do it already. So when he comes and he says, oh, mama, can I? And he goes outside of what you guys have established, you're going to be like, son. And he's going to be like, mom. And then you're going to say,
standoff.
Thank you. And then you're going to look at each other. It may be a standoff. And you're just going to say, son, the rules have not changed. Yes, you've been away for a few weeks, a few months. But what were the rules when you were here?
But Fanshawe, what about, you know, they're going to want to be independent. You know, they've been living kind of almost on their own. It's still your money because you're paying tuition.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been living kind of on their own. So they're feeling a little froggy. They're feeling a little grown-up-ish. What's that show, Grown-ish? They're feeling a little grown-ish. And when they come back, they're still, you know, they feel like, oh, you're you know, putting these boundaries on me. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm an adult. So I just don't I'm trying to figure out with this double dunch and this new, you know, technique and this new relationship and jumping this rope, how do you maintain a healthy balance and still have a good productive relationship?
I mean, if he comes home and he's still childish, I mean, you treat him like mm-hmm. that. If he's I mean, and you try to, you know, instill some corrective
mm-hmm.
behaviors. But, you know, once they get 18, 19 and, you know, they've been out there in the world, I don't want to say they're tainted, but, you know, they're not understanding, but they've just had so many more experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so then all that comes into play. And, I mean, you have to respect their adulthood.
Yeah.
You're not going to like a lot of it.
So what do you do with those parts, LaTonya, that you don't like?
So what I'm going to encourage you to do, Shaletta, when he comes back or even while he's gone, just having that conversation when you know his first break is happening and he'll be headed back home, I would suggest you guys just kind of sit down and have that conversation, because I don't want you to assume that he knows what his roles, responsibilities, boundaries, all of those things are going to be. Just be very clear, like, hey, son, you know, after you kind of talk about what's been going on at school, because you guys have been doing that, say, okay, now you're back at the house, because I know when you are away at school, you were probably coming in at whatever time. I don't really want to know what time you came in, but now that you're back, let's kind of sit down and talk about what's going to be the expectation about how you're going to move, meaning what time is it okay for him to come into your home after, you know, when he wants to go out, and just kind of talking about what your expectations are. Listening to him, understanding, like Fanshawe said, that he's grown, he's had some experiences, but also it's still your home and you want to make sure that you're both on the same page. So open communication is key. And Shaletta, I'll just say to you, you have to listen to what he's saying, but you're still the adult. You're still empowering and giving wisdom. So just listen and stay true to what you know is right, even if he's trying to tell you something different.
What is he going to expect from me, Fanshawe? I'm talking about what I'm expecting from him. What is he? You've had three adult children go to college and have this type of adult parenting relationship. What is he expecting from me?
He wants to be heard. He wants to be acknowledged. and respect it.
Okay.
That's definitely key. And I would say in that conversation that you guys are having, when you're listening to him and everything that he's saying to you, be willing to compromise on in some areas that you think are appropriate. If he's giving you some valid reasons as to why he thinks something should be, you know, a certain way, don't just shut him down and just say, oh, no, it's like this. Let's just be open. Open dialogue is key with listening more than we're talking.
Okay. All right. You ladies have always blessed me and helped me, and tonight is no different. Happy belated National Best Friends Day, ladies.
Woohoo!
Happy belated Best Friends
happy
Day, girl.
Belated.
Love you.
We love you. 30 years and counting for me. How many for you, Fanshawn?
40 plus.
Woohoo!
40 plus.
That's love.
The wheels fall off me.
Yes. They know where all the skeletons are buried, and they know where the live bodies are still twitching.
Yes.
And they will not tell it. They won't tell it. Thank the Lord. I am still a free woman out here in these streets. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Fanshawn and LaTanya. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time. Yesterday was National Best Friends Day, and I was so excited to celebrate it with my two best friends. Fanshawn Good and LaTanya Land are here in Minnesota to help me celebrate my son Andrew graduating from Park High School. They were there for the baby shower. They were there for the wedding celebration. They were there for the christening. Every event, every major event in this child's life. So they did not want to miss out on the high school graduation. And I just have to thank you, ladies. I'm so honored that you took vacation time, spent money, bought plane tickets, got hotels and rental cars to come up here and celebrate my baby.
And we are so excited to be here because we can't miss all the great occasions, right? We've been to all the other ones, so we had to show up for this one, right?
Yes, yes. Okay, and you know, I trust you ladies. You all have adult children, five between you, college kids. Fanshawn, your kids have graduated from college and are now in the workforce. LaTanya, your kid, one still in college, one recent graduate. I trust y'all with my life. I trust you with my kids, and I trust your judgment. How do I parent this newly minted adult child? He'll be 18 years old on July 31st. He is now a high school graduate. How do these rules change? Does he get to like come and go when he wants to? Is the curfew extended? Do I keep it the same? Can I still have him turn his phone in at a certain time so he can get rest? Because before it was like, get rest so you can get your, you know, 8 to 10 hours of sleep so you can get up and go to school. Well, he's not going to school until August 28th at St. Cloud State. So I just don't know what our new norm is. And so this is, for me, it's kind of scary because I'm like, do I just let go and let God? What do I do?
Well, first of all, you're going to remind him that it is still his parents' house. And because it's still your house, your rules. So yes, he may be a high school graduate, but you are still instilling in him rules because yes, he's going to be leaving, going off to college. So yes, he's going to have a lot of freedom, but until then there will be rules and the rules will still apply. So to answer your question, yes, you are still going to have a curfew for him. Yes, you are still going to have rules for the house because you are still guiding him. You are still instructing him. You are still pouring in wisdom for him. So when he is away, he will be able to pull all that knowledge and wisdom that's been instilled in him over the years. So, Fanshawn, what do you have to add to that?
I would add, you know, you need to make sure you are consistent with what you say to him.
Okay. Yes.
Like maintaining those boundaries.
Yes.
And so if you tell him your curfew's at 10 o'clock and whatever consequence you have, I mean, I don't imagine anything is going to change. But, I know we like grace. We all need it. But he's got to understand consequences.
Okay.
And you've got to let him, you know, deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be consistent, too, with what you say, because you can't keep backing down because, oh, that's my sweet baby. Oh, he's going to leave soon. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay.
We know.
All right. How difficult was it when your kids went off to college and came back home for that first extended break, whether it was a Thanksgiving break or a Christmas break or a summer break? You know, what was there a difference? Did you see a difference in your children, the ones that you sent off to college? Did they come back like different people?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, they had their new habits from living outside the house. But, you know, they also got those reminders. Some were gentle and some weren't so gentle. But, you know, they got them. So, I mean, you just have to, again, you have to maintain your boundaries and be consistent.
How hard is that to do, LaTonya?
Well, it's hard because when they go away and they've had time on their own, they're going to have those negotiation skills down. So when they come back, they're going to be ready for you. You're going to think they're in pre-law, not in business or whatever. So when they start negotiating with you, you're going to stand firm. You're going to be like the best legal team ever. You're going to say what you mean what you say. It
you
doesn't matter what is going to happen. And here's the thing, Shaletta, you do it already. So when he comes and he says, oh, mama, can I? And he goes outside of what you guys have established. You're going to be like, son. He's going to be like, mom. And then you're going to say,
standoff.
Thank you. And then you're going to look at each other. It may be a standoff. And you're just going to say, son, the rules have not changed. Yes, you've been away for a few weeks, a few months. But what were the rules when you were here?
But Fanshawe, what about, you know, they're going to want to be independent. You know, they've been living kind of almost on their own. It's still your money because you're paying tuition.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been living kind of on their own. So they're feeling a little froggy. They're feeling a little grown-up-ish. What's that show, grown-ish? They're feeling a little grown-ish. And when they come back, they're still, you know, they feel like, oh, you're you know, putting these boundaries on me. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm an adult. So I just don't I'm trying to figure out with this double dunch and this new, you know, technique and this new relationship and jumping this rope, how do you maintain a healthy balance and still have a good productive relationship?
I mean, if he comes home and he's still childish, I mean, you treat him like mm-hmm. that. If he's, I mean, and you try to, you know, instill some corrective
mm-hmm.
behaviors. But, you know, once they get 18, 19 and, you know, they've been out there in the world, they, I don't want to say they're tainted, but, you know, they're not understanding, but they've just had so many more experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so then all that comes into play. And, I mean, you have to respect their adulthood.
Yeah.
You're not going to like a lot of it.
So what do you do with those parts, LaTonya, that you don't like?
So what I'm going to encourage you to do, Shaletta, when he comes back or even while he's gone, just having that conversation when you know his first break is happening and he'll be headed back home, I would suggest you guys just kind of sit down and have that conversation, because I don't want you to assume that he knows what his roles, responsibilities, boundaries, all of those things are going to be. Just be very clear, like, hey, son, you know, after you kind of talk about what's been going on at school, because you guys have been doing that, say, okay, now you're back at the house, because I know when you are away at school, you were probably coming in at whatever time. I don't really want to know what time you came in, but now that you're back, let's kind of sit down and talk about what's going to be the expectation about how you're going to move, meaning what time is it okay for him to come into your home after, you know, when he wants to go out, and just kind of talking about what your expectations are. Listening to him, understanding, like Fanshawe said, that he's grown, he's had some experiences, but also it's still your home and you want to make sure that you're both on the same page. So open communication is key. And Shaletta, I'll just say to you, you have to listen to what he's saying, but you're still the adult. You're still empowering and giving wisdom. So just listen and stay true to what you know is right, even if he's trying to tell you something different.
What is he going to expect from me, Fanshawe? I'm talking about what I'm expecting from him. What is he? You've had three adult children go to college and have this type of adult parenting relationship. What is he expecting from me?
He wants to be heard. He wants to be acknowledged and respected.
Okay.
That's definitely key. And I would say in that conversation that you guys are having, when you're listening to him and everything that he's saying to you, be willing to compromise on in some areas that you think are appropriate. If he's giving you some valid reasons as to why he thinks something should be, you know, a certain way, don't just shut him down and just say, oh, no, it's like this. Let's just be open. Open dialogue is key with listening more than we're talking.
Okay. All right. You ladies have always blessed me and helped me, and tonight is no different. Happy belated National Best Friends Day, ladies.
Woohoo! Happy belated Best Friends Day.
Happy
girl.
Belated. Love you. We love you. 30 years and counting for me. How many for you, Fanshawe?
40 plus.
Woohoo!
40 plus.
That's love.
The wheels fall off there.
Yes. They know where all the skeletons are buried, and they know where the live bodies are still twitching.
Yes.
And they will not tell it. They won't tell it. Thank the Lord. I am still a free woman out here in these streets. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Fanshawe and LaTanya. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.